Last week, I gave you my top 10 things to do before buying a dog. To continue that theme, let's assume you've made the decision and you've whipped out your checkbook. Well, congratulations on that. It's exciting. But now what? This week, I'm going to give you another of my top 10 lists, the top 10 things to do before your new friend comes home. Forearmed is forewarned, and you can save a lot of aspirin and footwear by being prepared. So here it is. Number one, prepare yourself. Get ready for your new friend before you bring him home. That'll make the transition as smooth as possible for both of you. So much for that night's sleep that you enjoy without interrupting. It's exciting for sure, but it's work too. Trust me on this. It's so much easier if you don't try to wing it. Buy food, treats, a collar, leash, toys, grooming tools, and other necessities in advance so your dog or your puppy will have everything he needs. We'll talk details on some of this in a minute. Number two thing is make a schedule. If you have a family, you need to decide who will be responsible for the food, water, walking, exercising, poop and scoop, and grooming. And you got to be realistic here. Excited kids will promise you they will do it all. And for just a few days, they might, but it won't last. So take charge, make decisions, and I find if you post a schedule of tasks on the fridge or somewhere else visible, it'll remind everyone of their responsibilities. And if you live on your own, this one is simple. You'll have to do it all yourself. Number three, dog-proof your home. Do it before the dog arrives. Please, there's always things that you didn't think of that you'll have to take care of later, but do what you can in advance. Move breakables or chewables to higher ground. Your Ming vase at tail height isn't going to work. Make electrical cords inaccessible to curious paws and noses. Strap them down to baseboards. Tape them down. Tuck them under the carpet. Whatever works for you. You'll also need to block off any area of the house that you want to make off limits to the dog. Again, we all get excited about a new puppy. We don't want any place to be off limits at first, but this simply isn't realistic. And trust me, when I tell you that it's way easier to start with an off limits area than to try to do it later, it can be done, of course, but a little forethought can make things easier from the get-go. Remember, the easy way ends up being the hard way, and the hard way ends up being the easier way. Put the lid down on your toilet and make it a habit. And get that pile of shoes in the corner of your bedroom into the closet. Don't forget to close the closet door, by the way. And make a habit of that, too. And find a way to make that garbage, especially in the kitchen and the bathroom, secure. And lastly, block access to any house or garden plants that may be toxic to your dog. If you're not sure, ask your vet. And moving right along to number four, set a containment policy. Sounds complicated. It isn't. All I mean is this. It's essential that you have a secure method of keeping your dog on your property. Check your fence for holes, loose boards, and any spots vulnerable to chewing or digging. You can build a large dog run, or you can keep your puppy on a 20-foot nylon leash, giving him the whole 24 feet when he's roaming outside in your backyard. But remember, the dog must be leashed at all times when taken outdoors if you don't have a fenced-in yard. Number five, get a collar. Any dog should wear a flat leather or nylon collar with a buckle at all times, except when in a crate. I recommend that you take the dog's collar off in a crate, as the buckle can sometimes get caught on the side of the crate. The collar should be tight enough that it will not slide over the dog's ears, but loose enough that you can fit two fingers between the collar and the dog's neck. And please make sure you check the fit of the collar often, especially if you have a fast-growing puppy. Collars can stretch, and dogs can gain or lose weight quickly. Just make it part of the routine and keep them comfortable and safe. Number six, make a bed. Every dog needs a quiet place to call his own. Create a comfortable area, whether a crate, a mat, or a pile of blankets, for your dog to go to when he needs to rest, or some privacy away from the family. It's really that simple, and it'll help with training too. Being able to say, go to your bed, when Joe comes to read the gas meter can make things go more smoothly, especially for Joe. Number seven is a fun one. And that's where some people go a little over the top. Buy some toys. The right toys are fun to play with, and they prevent him from playing with Let's see, your socks and shoes, your morning paper, your child's favorite toy. So get some toys you can play with together, such as balls and plush toys, and some things to keep him busy when he's alone, such as Chewies or rope bones. Never leave your dog unattended with any toy that has small detachable parts. Actually, toys like that are best avoided altogether. Number 8, this is really important, find a vet, and do it before you need one. You should choose a vet for your dog as soon as possible. Have your dog examined by the vet within a few days. Give your vet a copy of the dog's health records and set up a vaccination and checkup schedule. We'll be talking vaccinations later on the show. And remember, pet insurance is available and it's definitely something worth considering. It's your call whether you buy it or not, but let me urge you to do your research. All health plans are not the same. The number 9 thing to do before your dog comes home is find a park. Wander around the neighborhood looking like a lost soul. No, I'm just joking. Wander around the neighborhood, ask neighbors who have dogs. You need to take a good look at the local park. Is there an off-leash area? Is that area kept clean? And what kind of dogs go there? Are the owners keeping their eyes on the dogs? And don't forget, take a good look at the type of dogs that play there. Yet do remember one thing, and that is don't take your puppy there too soon, as you may unintentionally on your part end up turning your dogs into a dog's dog and not a human's dog. And finally, number 10, research your food options. The options are dizzying. There are dozens of brands, and each brand can make dozens of different foods. Your best bet is to talk to your new vet about it or ask the breeder. You are what you eat, and so is your pooch. Feeding him right will help him make sure he maintains a healthy weight and is getting all the nutrition he needs. You're making a big emotional and financial commitment to this little guy. Make sure he's getting the right food too. Remember, the first year of a dog's life is 14 human years. That's it. Dina's top things to do before your dog comes home. Next week, I'll give you the top 10 things to do once he does.